Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches India's first genome-edited rice varieties, the two varieties to increase the yield and reduce cost. First World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves concludes. Waves Bazaar witnesses business deals over 1,300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Khelo India Youth Games, says rise of sporting culture in country will show its soft power. Air India suspends all flights to and from Tel Aviv in Israel till Tuesday, following a missile strike by Houthi rebels near the airport. In Pakistan, Baloch Liberation Army blocks Quetta Karachi National Highway. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Rajasthan Royals by one run at Eden Gardens. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Punjab Kings underway at Dharamshala. And now the news in detail. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said it is a historic day for India. He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Our correspondent reports that these varieties have been developed for the states of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal, and Madhya Pradesh. We have a report.
The first rice variety named DR Ardhan 100 Kamla has been derived from Sambha Masuri, which matures 15 to 20 days earlier and yields 25% more production. The second variety named Pusa DST Rice 1 is salinity and alkalinity tolerant and yields 30% higher production under saline conditions. Speaking at the occasion, the agriculture minister termed the launch of these varieties as historic and said that these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield.
जो दो हमारी किस्में हैं, उनमें से एक कमला DRR और ये मूल किस्म जैसा बताया गया है, उसकी तुलना में अधिक उपज, 25 से लेकर 30% और ये 20 दिन पहले पक के तैयार हो जाएगी। मीथेन गैस का उत्सर्जन कम होगा, उत्पादन बढ़ेगा, किसान को फायदा है, जनता को भी फायदा है।
ICAR said that these varieties mark a major step in climate resilient and high yield agriculture. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 concluded today at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. The four-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit witnessed participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The Waves Bazaar saw business deals worth over 1,300 crore rupees with creators and filmmakers from across the country. We are now joined in by our correspondent Prarthna from Mumbai for more details. Prarthna, what have been the major highlights of the summit?
Yes, Nishit, the four-day Waves 2025 event successfully brought together some of the brightest and influential figures from the media and entertainment industry. The theme of Waves 2025 is connecting creators, connecting countries. All stakeholders of the M&E sector urged the world in one voice to take Indian stories to the global audience and to position India as a global shooting destination. And Nishit, one of the key events of the Waves 2025 was the global media dialogue that was attended by delegates from 77 countries, wherein discussions were primarily focused on global collaborations and promoting creativity. Talking about the business side of the summit, the inaugural edition of the Waves Bazaar registered a resounding success and recorded business transactions exceeding 1,300 crore across film, music, radio, VFX and animation sectors. A key highlight of the bazaar was the buyer seller market, which witnessed over 3,000 B2B meetings. While media globalization, startups in the sector, piracy, the future of content creation and distribution, and AI and metaverse were one of the main themes of the Waves Summit. The summit also focused on preserving our legacy, wherein we had sessions on influence of classical and folk music on Indian cinema and on restoring Indian classics. We had the 10th National Community Radio Awards being given at the Waves Summit. Further, a white paper and several reports concerning the media and the entertainment sector were also released from the Waves platform, Nishit.
Thank you, Prarthna, for the details. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that every creator that participated in Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai. Mr. Jaju noted the musicians that contested in the Create in India Challenge CIC captured the essence of India through their performances. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Jaju said that Waves has been an incredible stage for investment, business, art and culture, establishing itself as a people's movement.
ये अपने आप में एक अविस्मरणीय रहा है. ना केवल इंटरनेशनल पार्टिसिपेशन बहुत जोरदार था, साथ ही साथ बिजनेस भी बहुत हुआ है. इन्वेस्टमेंट अनाउंसमेंट्स हुए हैं, वेव्स बाजार में खरीद फरोख्त हुई है, वर्ल्ड की टॉप मीडिया एंटरटेनमेंट कंपनीज यहाँ पर शामिल रहीं, कल्चरल प्रोग्राम बहुत अच्छे रहे. एक पीपल्स वेव्स बन के निकल के आया है ये पहला एडिशन.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because a great amount of work of knowledge is available in Sanskrit. He said that Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi. Emphasizing the importance of Sanskrit language, Mr. Shah said that Sanskrit language is the mother of most languages.
Sanskrit एक प्रकार से भारत की आस्था है, हमारी परंपरा है, ये सत्य है, नित्य है, सनातन. इसके साथ ज्ञान और ज्ञान की ज्योति दोनों एक प्रकार से संस्कृत में ही समाहित है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh in New Delhi. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi.
एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भारत के भौतिक स्वरूप की सुरक्षा हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने हमेशा की है. जहां एक तरफ हमारे सैनिक रणभूमि में लड़ते हैं, वहीं दूसरी तरफ हमारे संत जीवन भूमि में लड़ते हैं. रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं, और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं.
In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Punjab police have arrested two individuals in Amritsar for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused, identified as Palak Sher Masih and Suraj Masih, were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military installations, including army cantonments and air bases in Amritsar. According to senior police sources, preliminary investigations point to their links with Pakistani intelligence operatives. Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all flights to and from the city will remain suspended till Tuesday. In a social media post, the airline has said operations will remain suspended with immediate effect to ensure the safety of passengers and staff. It added that passengers booked on the airline's flights with valid tickets from today up to the 6th of this month will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling or full refunds for cancellation. A missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels towards Israel today landed near the Ben Gurion Airport, Israel's main international airport, causing panic among passengers in the terminal building. A spokesperson for the Israel Airports Authority said takeoffs and landings had resumed and operations at Ben Gurion had returned to normal after reports of air traffic being halted and access routes to the airport being blocked. However, according to Ben Gurion's live air traffic site, flight operations were disrupted due to Houthi's missile strike. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, launched a major assault in the Mongochar area of Kalat district, Balochistan, blocking the Quetta-Karachi National Highway N25. BLA set multiple government buildings on fire. Balochistan is a province in the southwestern region of Pakistan. The attack, claimed by the BLA's Fateh Squad, began with armed militants halting traffic and searching buses and private vehicles. Militants then seized and set ablaze several key government offices. The BLA described the raid as part of its ongoing struggle for liberation. Security forces later moved in, restoring traffic and launching a counter-operation. In a related incident, BLA militants intercepted a police van transporting prisoners from Gardani jail to Quetta. At least 10 prisoners were freed and 5 policemen were taken hostage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 7th edition of Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025 through a video message. In his address, Prime Minister said his government has developed a culture of sports in the country and the Khelo India umbrella event is an example that hones sports skills and identify young talents.
Aaj desh mein 1000 se adhik Khelo India centers chal rahe hain. Inme 3 darjan se adhik hamare Bihar mein hi hain. बिहार को तो एनडीए के डबल इंजन का भी फायदा हो रहा है. यहाँ बिहार सरकार अनेक योजनाओं को अपने स्तर पर विस्तार दे रही है.
The Prime Minister said Khelo India is an exclusive platform in which traditional Gatka, Kalaripattu, Khokho games have been added so that young players from rural areas get opportunity. He said rise of sport talent in the country exhibits its soft power.
भारत में स्पोर्ट्स अब एक कल्चर के रूप में अपनी पहचान बना रहा है और जितना ज्यादा भारत में स्पोर्टिंग कल्चर बढ़ेगा उतना ही भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर भी बढ़ेगी. खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स इस दिशा में देश के युवाओं के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म बना है.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia addressed the opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025 began this evening from Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna with colourful cultural performances by thousands of artists, students and participants. Famous cine actor Pankaj Tripathi and folk singer Maithili Thakur depicted the cultural, historical and traditional saga of Bihar in interesting ways. With a splendid show of firecrackers, it mesmerized audiences present at the venue. Young players carried the Khelo India Youth Games torch to the dais on a decorated chariot. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report from Patna, Abhineet Shukla, Akashwani News.
In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders just managed to beat Rajasthan Royals by 1 run at the Eden Gardens. Chasing the target of 207 runs, Rajasthan Royals made 205 for 8 in 20 overs. For Rajasthan, Riyan Parag hit 95 runs. Earlier, deciding to bat first, Kolkata made 206 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata Knight Riders climbed one place to 6th after today's win. In another match, Punjab Kings were 225 for 5 after 19.3 overs against Lucknow Super Giants when reports last came in from Dharamshala. Lucknow have won the toss and decided to bowl first. Indian women lost to Sri Lankan women as the host chased down the target of 276 runs in the second round-robin game at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. Sri Lanka defeated India in an ODI after 5 years as they scored 278 runs, losing 7 wickets with 5 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat first, the Indian side put on a formidable 275 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. The Indian women hockey team concluded their Australia tour with a 1-0 win over the host in the fifth and the final match at Perth Hockey Stadium today. Vice-captain Navneet Kaur scored the lone goal in the 21st minute, securing a morale-boosting victory. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Nicobar Islands tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches India's first genome-edited rice varieties, the two varieties to increase the yield and reduce cost. First World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves concludes. Waves Bazaar witnesses business deals over 1,300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Khelo India Youth Games, says rise of sporting culture in the country will show its soft power. Air India suspends all flights to and from Tel Aviv in Israel till Tuesday following a missile strike by Houthi rebels near the airport. In Pakistan, Baloch Liberation Army blocks Quetta Karachi National Highway. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Rajasthan Royals by one run at Eden Gardens. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Punjab Kings underway at Dharamshala. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.